Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome back to another Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast. I do hope that you're doing well. And as always, if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Well, as you can see by the title, I've decided to do a little bit of barbel and chub fishing again. Now, I'm heading back down, en route now, in fact, heading back down to the little stretch that I was fishing just before Christmas and after Christmas. We're back down there. Well, I didn't actually get any barbel out, but I did get a few chub out. I've got that urge to go again. And if you've been listening to my previous podcasts, I've been using that chicken tikka flavour liquid that I've been basically soaking my artificial sweet corn in. And I've been going on about it, saying I really do believe it's going to be an absolutely amazing bait for barbel and chub, because it's so potent. So I couldn't get that out of my head. It's kind of, that's pushed me on to want to go and do it today. So but I have made a little bit of a mistake, but it might prove to be a good mistake, and let me tell you. So I had a few tins of luncheon meat, because luncheon meat is the bait that I use, you know, for mainly basically on this stretch here for like this barbel and chub fishing. And I thought I had a few tins of luncheon meat in my cupboard. Now, I'm really sure I had a few tins of luncheon meat in my cupboard, but I haven't. So I literally just, about 20 or 25 minutes ago, thought, well, I'll just go and grab that, grab the tin, put it in my bag and go fishing. But there was none in there. So I've had a look around where I live. I looked in all my fishing bags and the cupboards, all other cupboards, and I can't see them. So I obviously must have used them. But anyway, but this is where it gets a little bit interesting. So while I was looking for my luncheon meat, I found the Robin Red luncheon meat that I brought when I went catfishing. I bought two tins of it. If you haven't listened to that podcast, now definitely go back and listen to that podcast. That's actually a wicked podcast. So I found the Robin Red luncheon meat that I had for that. I had an unopened tin. So I thought, do you know what? That actually might be a good shout as well, because we've had all this rain that we've had recently, that I can tell you now, the river's going to be up. I might even get there, to be fair, and it might not be fishable in the slightest. The river's going to be up there. It's going to be full of colour. It's going to be flowing really fast. So I definitely need a bait that's going to stand out, as well as a bait that's really going to stink. So this luncheon meat is actually red. If you guys know about Robin Red, Robin Red is just one of them old school like flavors. Is it a flavor? It's red. It's caught loads of carp, you know, back in the days for sure. It was definitely a mix that people used to put in their boiling mixes when they were making boilies, like back in the days and all that. So yeah, I'm using that. But also as well, I've also put the chicken tikka flavor on top of it now, and it's been soaking away now for the past 25 minutes now. I will say this, you might be saying, oh, why didn't you like get it out the night before and do it then, soak it even longer? I should have done. I actually should have done that. I did want to do that, but, and I wish I had done it, because if I'd have done that, then I would have realized then about the lunch meat, and probably would have gone and actually bought some normal luncheon meat. But anyway, anyway, God, I'm really rambling on it. So I didn't do that. I guess I was being lazy. But it's so potent that I tell you now, I guarantee that if I put that out in the swim, what it's been soaked in now, and bring it in like 20 minutes later, half hour later, I guarantee it'll still be humming of that chicken tikka smell. So I think that it could go a really good way for me, to be fair. Red-coloured luncheon meat with a chicken tikka smell on it. So yeah, I'm quite excited now. And if it doesn't work, I might go back tomorrow, irrespective of whether it works or doesn't work, and make this a two trip podcast. But I'm not too sure yet. We'll just see how, obviously, the weather and all that plays out. I haven't actually looked at tomorrow's weather, which is one thing I should have actually done after the podcast on Friday night, on the last one. I should have really checked the weather the next day. That was a bit of a foul. And then I would have known then. I probably would have, well, I don't know. Anyway, I'm rambling on again. So yeah, I'm on route now down there now. Nathan's actually said he might come and join me. So that would be nice. That would be nice. I'm not too sure if he means by joining me by fishing or joining me by just for a catch up. But we shall find out. So anyway, I'm going to end this long segment now. And I shall see you bankside with the verdict on if it's fishable or not fishable. I guess if it's not fishable, the whole of the river system down there is going to be non-fishable, and therefore this podcast won't exist. So if I get down, if the podcast continues, then yeah, do you know what, I'm just gonna end this segment here. Anyway, let's find out. Right, well, I have been here for an hour. Basically, when I pulled up, Nathan was there and literally just walked down with him. So I've just been talking to him the whole time on the bank. He didn't bring his rod. He's literally just gone now. It's now 26 minutes past four and he's just gone now. So he didn't bring his rod because he's got to go and pick his butt. They're slow down. So, but I have had a fish already. Absolutely buzzing. Chub probably went about 3.5 pounds, maybe. Something like that. 4 pounds, something like that. But buzzing because I had it on the chicken tikka lunch and me. I was like, yes, so happy. I mean, I don't think chub are that fussy, to be fair, to a degree. But I just thought, like, you know, as I said, it's got the smell on it. It's the river is bloody. It's the deepest I've fished down here. It's well flooded. The banks are burst. So obviously it's because of that, it's really coloured. So as I'm going back to that, I think with the colour on it being the red and the chicken tikka smell, I just think it's done it wonders, to be fair. So I'm absolutely buzzing about that. So yeah, we've probably got about, I don't know, maybe an hour left here before it gets dark. I'll probably just fish up to then. I don't want to overfish it today because the plan is to come back tomorrow, because Nathan said he'd definitely come back tomorrow and actually fish because he can. Hasn't got to pick his boy up. So I don't want to. That sound like I've been a dick. Don't want to catch all the fish. I don't want to ruin it too much. I just want to fish till dark, up to dark, go home, chuck a bit of pellet out, and then come back tomorrow. And hopefully, we can both reap the rewards in the back of it. That'd be excellent. But meanwhile, we'd like to catch one more today on this bait, just to give me that super bit of confidence. And I am going to go and buy some more luncheon meat. I have enough left, but I think I need to go and get another tin. It won't be the Robin Red one. Mind you, saying that, I could actually get some more Robin Red luncheon meat, to be fair. Ooh, that's food for thought, literally. So, yeah, there's a little bit of an update. Let's see how we go. Right, I've just moved swims. And when I moved, I thought I better just update the podcast. I remembered that I didn't tell you what swim I had the chub from. So I had that from swim two. So just to recap, swim one is the one by the bridge, then swim two is the next one down, obviously it's got a bush there, and then I've got swim three, which is like at the end, this tiny little bit of stretch here on this little river, it's got loads of trees sticking out. Swim three I really do like. That's the first swim I fished down here, back when I was, you know, trying to catch barbel and chub out of here end of December. But every time I seem to come down, it's always been flooded in there. I was actually saying to Nathan earlier that tomorrow I actually might bring my waders down so I can actually get into that swim there and try there and see what is going on down there. So I'll probably do that tomorrow. But yeah, at the moment, now jumped into swim one. And it's like I've got a little bridge that crosses over just to the little... I'm not speaking English very well, am I? I do apologise. It's just got a little bridge here to the left of me, which we have to come over. And it's just it goes into the floodland, basically, when the river bursts its bank. So that's completely full up at the moment. But anyway, it's quite deep. The reason I'm saying it's quite deep here. So I'm actually fishing on top of like a gravelly area. So I'm kind of hoping, like, I don't think the chub will be holding up in this strong current there. And if anything, they're going to be on the outside of it, just picking off food that's been pushed out, you know, from the current. So yeah, and I've had a few chub on this spot that I'm on now anyway, so it's definitely my go-to area in this swim. So yeah, I hope that made sense, because I kind of did really messed my words up there. But yeah, we're in here now. Fingers crossed we can get one out. Time now is 16:57. I really want to get one more fish before I go home. That would be nice. I was literally contemplating whether to drop back in swim two, and I just had a blatant knock. It was just too quick for me. Definitely a fish. Like, left it for a little bit longer just to see, you know, if it was going to hit it again. Then I decided just to reel it in, just to check see if the bait was there, and it's gone. So it was definitely a hit. It was a blatant hit. It wasn't debris coming down. That was definitely a hit, but it was just too quick for me. Literally, it went bang like that, and I was just too quick for me. Ah, gutted. Absolutely gutted. So I'm definitely going to stay here. To be honest with you, I literally, about 15 minutes ago, I was standing up on the bridge on the side of it, like climbed up it, and I was looking down, and I saw a nice big chub just cruising around and come like swim towards the bridge. So that's what's kept me here longer, because I obviously have seen a fish here. It's not to say they're not in swim two either. But yeah, because we know they're in this stretch. But yeah, I think I'm going to stay here a little bit longer. What's time now? 17:45. So not really got long, because it's going to start getting dark definitely soon. So fingers crossed we can get one more and not miss it this time. Land it, get a photo. Yeah. Well, literally, I had another like twitch again. And then I just got so frustrated, and I reeled that in, and I had lost my baits. That was another one, definitely. And then I thought, right, this time I'm going to sit, literally sit, because I've been standing next to my rod. And I think that's obviously going to delay me in the speeding. And I sat next to my rod on my bag, and the rod just tipped over and hit into it straight away. And I just landed another chub, absolutely buzzing. Probably slightly bigger than the other one. Gave me a cracking fight. I guess a lot of the cracking fight was to do where this water's bending down round under this bridge. There's a lot of current here. And I was fighting against that with the landing net in the river. But I'm absolutely, absolutely, absolutely buzzing. That's two chub out of here today. Missed two. I reckon that, I don't know, that the two bites I missed in this swim could well have been that chub there. And it could have well been the chub I watched swim round, you know, a little while ago. But absolutely buzzing. I'm definitely coming back tomorrow, as long as it's not raining. That's why I'm packing up now. Because I said to Nathan, I said, look, I'm not gonna fish anymore here. I'm gonna like chuck all the pellet in I've got now, come back tomorrow. I just don't want to ruin it. I don't want to overfish it, and then hopefully it won't spook them off too much, and hopefully there'll be some tomorrow. And because I'd love Nathan to get one. I'd love Nathan to get one as well. So yeah, and I will say earlier, when he come down, when I caught that first chub, I did actually give him my rod. I said, like, mate, have a go until you go. So he had my rod then, and unfortunately didn't get one. But definitely seems to be, as the light starts dropping, it really does, they really do switch on. I don't know if it's whether they start feeding then, or if they can't see the line as much. I don't know, but a lot of my bites from fishing this spot have definitely come when the light starts to drop. But yeah, I'm buzzing. I'll leave this one here, and fingers crossed I'll see you back here tomorrow with Nathan, and hopefully we're both going to catch a couple each or more. It would be nice. Greed. Yeah, see you tomorrow, guys. Fingers crossed. Okay, so I am back down here, but it's completely pissing down with rain, and it's been doing this for a good few hours now. So I'm going to give it a go. Nathan said he's going to be meeting me down here today to do a bit of fishing. Time now is 12:59. So I probably won't do a lot of recording, because my phone's not waterproof and I don't really want to ruin it, because that'll ruin my podcasting, because I won't be able to do it. So what I'm going to do is probably do a mass update at the end and let you guys know how I get on. Hopefully we're both catch. That's the plan. So going to go back in the same swims, going to use the same bait as I was using yesterday. Let's find out how it all goes. Right, slight break in the weather, and I also need to go and move my vehicle, because where I was parked, I was only allowed to park there for like an hour and a half or something. So but thankfully now, where I'm going to move it to, I can leave it there to the end of the session. So time now is 22 minutes past two. I haven't put a rod out yet. I've just been like basically with Nathan, chatting to him, and just like keeping everything crossed that he's going to get one first. But unfortunately, nothing yet. I will say though one thing, where it burst its banks yesterday, it's so much worse today. Like, so much worse. There's so much water. It's definitely flowing a lot faster. Whereas yesterday, as I said, I watched that chub like move, like around by the bridge. But there's too much chub flowing the water. Like, you wouldn't be able to see that today in the slightest.
So I'm kind of hoping that doesn't make a difference, and, you know, stop them from feeding. But as I said to Nathan, where I sit is, it's a river at the end of the day, so they're constantly moving. If they're constantly moving, you know, they're going to get hungry, so they've got to eat. So I think I'm just going to stick to the slacker parts of the water and not fish the middle central part of the flow, and just fish on the outside of that, and hopefully they'll be holding up in there or cruising up and down those bits there, picking off all the food and stuff that gets pushed out, washed down and pushed out. And that's where I'm going to plop my bait. One thing I did do though is I obviously did put some pellet out before when I got there, so I'll just put some out again, so by the time I get back it should be primed. But it doesn't mean I'm going to catch, but we find out. So anyway, there's a little bit of an update. Fingers crossed Nathan to get one, and then I'll get one. That'd be awesome. But actually, it'd be nice if we got one together, get a double photo quality. Anyway, enough of my ranting. Hopefully we'll speak to you when we've got fish or something. Fingers crossed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, that is the end of the podcast. We blanked. We really tried. We even moved. We had a little theory, the stretch that we're on, that we were fishing, because the flow was so strong going through. We figured, well, maybe the fish have like pushed down further down the stream. So we basically moved a lot further down to the slacker water in hope that the fish would be sitting in there, but not at all. Nothing, not even a nibble on either of the rods. But I guess that's just fishing for you at the end of the day. Just goes to show you how one day could be so different from the other. You know, yesterday I was there, I had 4 bites, landed 2, and I feel like I could have got another one, but I said I wanted to go, didn't want to ruin the swim. I really wanted Nathan to get one today, and that's what I'm most gutted about. I'm most gutted that he didn't get one today. But it weren't his fault. It's just the way it was today. The amount of rain, I'll tell you what, I spoke to a lady that walked past walking her dog. She says she lived in this area for like 40 years and she's never seen the river so high. And I'd say, you know, I live around like the here as well, and I said the same as well. In some areas it was just so flooded. The banks had burst over onto the path, river going into the canal going into the river, path becoming a new river, absolutely crazy. But, you know, that's what it is. I think we need to wait now for it to drop. I haven't looked at the weather coming up in the next few days, because I actually am with Nathan on Saturday doing some decorating for our nan. So he said, look, if the weather's good, it's like been good for us, no rain or wet, etc., we'll come back and give it a go on Saturday. But time will tell. So anyway, I'm going to end this one here. I want to thank everyone once again for taking the time to listen to it. If you go fishing from now until our next podcast, let's hope you put one on the bank. Take care of yourself and tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you on my next podcast.